With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Laura Satsui. Last week, the state of California took its first steps to ban the harmful pesticide chlorpyrifos that causes brain damage. But that means farmers have to find alternatives to manage insects. As FM89's Carrie Klein reports, that's the goal of a new statewide group that includes members of the Valley's agricultural community.
David Haviland is a farm advisor with the UC Cooperative Extension in Bakersfield. He's been helping farmers control pests for 16 years, and he's part of the new working group appointed by the State Department of Pesticide Regulation. He says growers have been working on replacing chlorpyrifos for years, and they've been successful in getting rid of a lot of the pests using other less harmful chemicals.
It's these last few pests that this working group's really going to try to figure out how we can solve.
Solving it might mean coming up with combinations of other pesticides to help protect the tree nuts, citrus, and cotton where chlorpyrifos is still widely used. Haviland says the group will prioritize the most urgent needs first.
Who's really going to take a hit from the ban? And then from there, figure out what is the best way to go forward.
The working group also consists of farmers, industry representatives, and environmental justice advocates from the Valley and around the state. They'll meet until next spring, then release a final report. The state may take years to fully ban the chemical. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.